This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton discussed a local crime rate at the Boone County Democratic Mule Skinners Club meeting today. KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer has the report from the meeting.
Chief Burton started off by reminding club members that even though many shootings are reported in Columbia, there are very few people actually shot. Burton attributes this to young gang members with too much time on their hands seeking media attention.
And I think that our unemployment rate has a little bit to do with it. Our economy probably has a little bit to do with it. There are many, many factors that impact the crime rate in the city.
Burton said the best way to keep Columbia's crime rate down is community engagement. He encouraged the audience to report suspicious activity and not to tolerate disruptive behavior in their neighborhoods. Even though he said he's committed to reducing the crime rate and local gang activity, Burton reiterated his support for the right of citizens to own a firearm.
When you pass laws against firearms, the only people that have them are the criminals. When law-abiding people have them on their hip, I think that you could create a sense of insecurity in the criminal element.
Burton stressed his focus on prevention and highlighted Columbia's recent ceasefire initiative as an important step to stopping youth crime and violence. Aaron Dismeyer, KBIA News.
The Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission voted last night to table a vote on the controversial housing development project on South Route K until next month. Chair of the commission, Doug Wheeler, says the applicants requested a tabling due to concerns for public objections. The proposed area covers 35.8 acres just north of Rockbridge Memorial State Park. The plan has received some opposition because of the potential environmental impact to the park and the higher density of residential houses that would result. Legislation pre-filed in the Missouri Senate would restructure the state's tax code. As St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us, that restructuring would include a flat state income tax and a hike in the state's cigarette tax.
The proposal would raise the cigarette tax by 26 cents per pack and raise the state's sales tax by 0.5%, while setting the state income tax at a flat 4% for everyone. It's sponsored by GOP Senator John Lamping of St. Louis County.
Net combination of the tax increases in the tax cuts, it'll be a net tax cut, obviously a very large tax cut to taxpayers.
Lamping says he wants the bill to serve as a framework for discussions to reform Missouri's tax code, and its contents are open to negotiations. In its current form, revenue raised from the sales tax hike would be earmarked for MoDOT to help pay for highway upgrades and other transportation infrastructure. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The University of Missouri system may once again boost tuition at its four campuses by 2% next year. The increase is part of a preliminary budget presented yesterday to the Board of Curators. That would make a credit hour for an undergraduate student from Missouri about $270. Other fees are also scheduled to rise about 2%, but increases in salaries and benefits still leave a $25 million gap in the budget. And the Vice President of Finance and Administration, Nikki Crowett, says the budget doesn't address the impact of automatic federal spending cuts and tax increases that could take effect January 1st.
That will have an impact on our research funding that our faculty get, and it could potentially have some impact on financial aid. It will have an impact on our extension program.
Final budget is due in June. For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.